Now, with more than 8,700 new apprenticeships registered last year, it brings the total number of people in training here to 27,470. The figures have been released by the Department of Further and Higher Education as it announces today 17 new apprenticeship programmes for 2024, aimed at bringing the annual number of registrations to 10,000 by next year. The new programmes will offer training in the construction trades, engineering, IT, catering and other occupations. The Minister for Further and Higher Education, Simon Harris, says increasing the number of apprentices is crucial if we are to meet our house building and climate change targets. Minister Harris is with us here in studio. A very good afternoon to you
and welcome
to the room. Before we talk about today's announcement, perhaps a comment on what's happening in Roscrea. Do people there have legitimate concerns?
I think people in every community always have a right to have concerns and to ask questions and to seek information when there's to be any change in a village or a town. I think that's human nature. If there was a new housing estate being built in an area, people would want to know, what does that mean for my community? But we do also have to get back to first principles here. We are in an emergency situation. The Department of Integration was seeing an average of 298 people in family units, if you like, seeking accommodation during the course of 2023. And towards the end of that year, that's now increased to 505. These are real people. I hear phrases in the report there that you just did, like volumes, capacity, cohort. Behind those words are people, are human beings in very, very difficult situations. And we have to meet our international obligations.
And Roscrea hasn't been unwelcoming. I mean, the 600 people we heard there already. I mean, do towns and villages have a right to say, actually, this is it, we've reached capacity?
I fully acknowledge that towns like Roscrea, and indeed towns right across this country, because we've had 190 accommodation contracts for international protection placed in, including all 26 counties. So all counties, all towns have stepped up. I fully accept that. But what I do want people in Roscrea to know, what I want people in all towns to know, is the government policy is to move beyond this scenario where we're having to make use of whatever is available to provide shelter and to try to get to a point where we're less reliant on the private market, where we have a state-owned response to this. And their proposals, Minister O'Gorman will be bringing. But in the here and now, right now, we have to try and meet our obligations. Mm. And this is a country that is the better for immigration. We need to remember that too. Look at our hospitals today, our restaurants, our hospitality sector. You know, immigration is not something to be feared. It has been good for Ireland.
Michael Lowry says that he's somebody who supports the government, but he says he can't support the government's policy in this regard. In view of that, would there be a rethink on Roscrea?
No, look, I fully respect Deputy Lowry and his position and his right to represent his constituents. What I would say to him and what I would say to all public representatives, though, is this is not a matter of government policy. This is the government responding to an emergency and trying to find shelter to put a roof over people's head. What we will be doing as a government, led by Minister O'Gorman, in the coming weeks, is bringing forward what a sustainable policy looks like. And that's where we need to get to, out of an emergency situation into a more sustainable model.
All right, well, no doubt we will be returning to this, but let's move on to your announcement today. 7 new apprenticeship programmes being announced. How many additional training places will that potentially at least offer?
Quite a lot, and apprenticeships are demand led. So it's not precise. I can't put a precise figure on it. But what I'll say to you is this: I intend to get to around 10,000 registered apprentices over the course of this calendar year. So we're likely to see an increase from the record figures today of 8,712 to 10,000 during the course of 2024. That will have us at our targets, ahead of our targets, and the figures today really are very significant. I mean, you've got to remember, back in 2020, we were seeing about 5,000 apprentices a year. We're now seeing 8,700, nearly 9,000. That's a 63% increase. And it's so encouraging because it means we're providing more educational pathways for people, more opportunities, but also helping to meet the skills needs of our public services, our health service, and crucially housing and climate.
As you say, it's demand led. In the first instance, you require employers to step forward and offer places. What incentivizes them?
Quite a few things. Firstly, the ability to attract and retain people that could go on to work in their business or indeed in the health service or a public service. And, you know, to get somebody in to work with you, to train with you, to learn the way of your business, likelihood increases their stickiness in terms of wishing to stay with you and work in your company. But also the fact that it really helps meet the skills needs. We are in a country with full employment. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest challenges people face is actually attracting labour. And crucially, we also offer financial incentives. So every single business in Ireland and every single public service that is involved gets some element of financial assistance now per apprentice per year. And that varies depending on the programme. So there's a financial incentive, but it's much more than that. I think it's a cultural incentive too.
And from the point of view of trainees, the point is often made that they don't qualify for the minimum wage apprentices. And that many of those who are entering these schemes now are coming in at a much later age than they would have traditionally. They're not teenagers. They've completed second level education, perhaps gone on to third level education, and now looking at an apprenticeship. And the sort of rates they've been been offered 600 or 700 euro an hour simply doesn't cut it. It's a barrier to entry.
And this is something my department has commissioned research on as we speak, and I'm going to make a call on this during 2024. I'm open to the idea of looking at the minimum wage for apprentices, or indeed other or better ways of supporting them, and I'm engaging closely with Simon Coveney, Minister Coveney, on this. We have cut apprentices' fees this year. We've cut them by a third, and I know that has helped many. But of course, it is also true to say that as an apprentice progresses, at each stage, their income goes up. It is third level education at which you are getting paid, you're earning and learning at the same time. And many people go on, obviously, to very well paid jobs straight after too. So I do think it's still quite attractive. Mm. And you don't have to take my word for that. The figures today show that more people than ever before are opting to
progressing through the schemes. There are still delays, aren't there, in getting access to that off-site, if you like, training, in getting into the college, getting that formal training, sometimes a year or more.
COVID did have a real impact. And I know the further we move from the heights of the COVID pandemic, the more frustrated people get with that. But it is true. Now, I'm very encouraged to see for the last 2 months, we've seen the number of people waiting fall and quite significantly. And we're seeing a commitment today from the National Apprenticeship Office that any delays will be eradicated during the course of 2024. And I think that means that they now have the confidence that the work we've been doing over the last while, recovering from COVID, building up the capacity, seeing the backlogs fall now 2 months in a row, does mean we enter this year in good stead.
But you're putting more programmes in place, maybe up to a total, it could be up to 500 at maximum additional apprentices as a result of the programmes you're announcing today. I think each is a maximum of 30 places,
yes.
Is that right? So people can do the maths. But so you're putting more programmes in place at a time when the system is already under strain coping with those who are already going through it.
But each of those programmes comes with a capacity programme. So all of those programmes are funded programmes. All of those programmes have capacity. And crucially, and again, this is an important point, while we talk about the trades, and we should, because we need more people building our homes, we need more people retrofitting our houses, a lot of the new programmes being developed are also in new areas. So one of the 17 programmes we're announcing today will be in social work for the first time ever. You'll be able to do a level 9A master's in social work as an apprentice. You'll be able to become a paramedic, a firefighter as an apprentice. So it's not like for like. They're not all talking about using the same workshops.
You mentioned that target for next year of 10,000 registrations. And it's certainly been a big increase, a big recovery in the number of people registering each year. But it's still not much more than it was back in 2021, if my reading of the figures is correct. Is this target of 10,000 already something a target that lacks ambition? We need to do a lot more?
No, I look at this, and I look at this on a very regular basis. We asked somebody to come in and do a piece of work as to how many people we need in the construction trades to meet our housing targets. And for example, they said we'd need to train an extra 5,500 apprentices last year. We broke that figure and we got to 6,588. Now, as housing targets are reviewed later this year, we will need to keep these figures under review. But my message to people here now is I am confident, I am very confident now that the education system will now have the capacity to expand these programmes to meet the skills needs of our country. What we now need to continue to do is, from a cultural point of view, is get the message out there that an apprenticeship is a really good way of getting a third level qualification, a job that pays and a job that makes impact.
The snobbery has to be tackled?
Very much so, because if we want to build our homes, if we want to retrofit our homes, if we want to meet some of the key skills needs, if we want to staff our hospitals, if we want to staff our nursing homes, apprenticeships can play a major role in relation.
Just before I let you go, we had news just before we came on air that the executive of the Teachers Union of Ireland has voted to ballot its members on industrial action over what they say is the non-adherence to a collective agreement concerning the technological universities. What's your response?
My response to that is that I look forward to them issuing the grounds of their concern to my department in writing so that we can immediately engage in relation to this matter. I think that's an important way to engage in industrial relations. This relates to a very small number of managerial posts in our technological universities, and I think engagement with my department would be very helpful.
Minister Simon Harris, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.